Chapter 15. Then come unto Jesus drew nigh from Jerusalem, scribes and Pharisees, saying, Wherefore do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they may eat bread. And he answering said to them, Wherefore also do ye transgress the command of God, because of your tradition? For God did command, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he who is speaking evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whoever may say to father or mother, An offering is whatever thou mayest be profited by me. And he may not honor his father or his mother, and ye did set aside the command of God, because of your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people doth draw nigh to me with their mouth, and with the lips it doth honor me, but their heart is far off from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching teachings, commands of men. And having called near the multitude, he said to them, Hear and understand. Not that which is coming into the mouth doth defile the man, but that which is coming forth from the mouth, this defileth the man. Then his disciples having come near, said to him, Hast thou known that the Pharisees, having heard the word, were stumbled? And he answering said, Every plant that my heavenly Father did not plant shall be rooted up. Let them alone, guides they are, blind of blind, and if blind may guide blind, both into a ditch shall fall. And Peter answering said to him, Explain to us this simile. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do ye not understand that all that is going into the mouth doth pass into the belly, and into the drain is cast forth? But the things coming forth from the mouth from the heart do come forth, and these defile the man. For out of the heart come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, whoredoms, thefts, false witnessings, evil speakings. These are the things defiling the man, but to eat with unwashen hands doth not defile the man. And Jesus having come forth thence, withdrew to the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And lo, a woman, a Canaanitess, from those borders having come forth, did call to him, saying, Deal kindly with me, sir, son of David, my daughter is miserably demonized. And he did not answer her a word, and his disciples having come to him, were asking him, saying, Let her away, because she crieth after us. And he answering said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And having come, she was bowing to him, saying, Sir, help me. And he answering said, It is not good to take the children's bread, and to cast to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, sir, for even the little dogs do eat of the crumbs that are falling from their Lord's table. Then answering, Jesus said to her, O woman, great is thy faith, let it be to thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was healed from that hour. And Jesus having passed thence, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and having gone up to the mountain, he was sitting there. And there came to him great multitudes, having with them lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and they did cast them at the feet of Jesus, and he healed them. So that the multitudes did wonder, seeing dumb ones speaking, maimed whole, lame walking, and blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus having called near his disciples, said, I have compassion upon the multitude, because now 3 days they continue with me, and they have not what they may eat, and to let them away fasting I will not, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say to him, Whence to us, in a wilderness, so many loaves, as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus saith to them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitudes to sit down upon the ground. And having taken the 7 loaves, and the fishes, having given thanks, he did break, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up what was over of the broken pieces 7 baskets full. And those eating were 4,000 men, apart from women and children. And having let away the multitudes, he went into the boat, and did come to the borders of Magdala.